World famous Phil Hendry show from the El Pacifico this evening and every evening until 10 o'clock here on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm real happy to be with you. We have with us in our first hour tonight, Robert Greene will be talking with us about operating from the standpoint of a business owner, operating a business that has had a great deal of contact with the public over the years. Bob is the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. And I know that there's all kinds of news and buds jumping up and down with all of this stuff.
But pretty important.
Yeah, I understand it's real important, and I want to get to it. And but you know something? I hate to say this, but the incidence of these...
Don't even bring it up. Just start.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later about it, okay?
Gotta get it. You're jumping up and down.
Why are you jumping up and down, man?
Get to the news.
I'll get to the news when I get to the news. You're jumping up and down like, what is it with you, man?
You didn't get into...
No.
Get into what?
I take Adderall.
No.
Adderall? Are you getting into her drugs?
Don't say, are you getting into her drugs? I don't take drugs. I take a very light stimulant.
All right. I mean, I'm not... So, are you getting into...
No.
Well... There's a lot fewer pills today than there were yesterday. Now, that may be because I took... Sometimes I take a handful of... I don't know.
Yeah, Margaret, if you got a problem... I got Robert Greene on the phone, and I have to apologize, Bob. We've had this ongoing debate tonight about what we should be talking about on the air. There have been so many of these terrorist-style attacks.
Phil, I understand. There's no need to explain to me. It's a very troubled world that we live in, and I think that in a lot of ways, what I'm going to talk with you about tonight reflects on that.
All right, you have been for a long time rather active in the management of your store. You are you're the CEO of some 25 different stores, but you're active in the management of the Buena Park store, correct?
Phil, I will sometimes even get right on the checkout stand to see how my checkers are doing, to get some hands-on experience and to see what the challenges are from one day to the next working at the retail level like that. I think for myself, and I know there's a lot of people like that, it's a great way to know what your people are dealing with and what your business may need and what your business may not need. And to that end, we have a... We have a very personal relationship with our customers.
All right. Well, you have when people are checking their groceries out, and you're on the checkout stand, you're making comments, correct?
Well, let me interrupt you. The situation you're talking about, there was an article in one of the local papers here about how they interviewed some people coming out of our store that didn't seem to, and I don't to this day really know who these people were because I don't remember talking to them.
All right. Well, it was an article in the Orange County Courier that said that there were some people who were a little, they interviewed some people, and I'm just saying, Bob, like you say, I don't know who they are. They interviewed some people who didn't like the fact that you were making comments on what they were purchasing.
Yeah, that's what they claim. I have yet to speak with these people.
Has anybody else said anything to you?
Well, I've had comments from people who read the article and then went on to say, and I also don't like this or that. And what you do, Phil, when you're a business owner and you hear a comment like that, you chalk that up to, what we see, what we sometimes call in our society that sort of monkey see, monkey do. That I heard one of the other guests on your show, Ms. Dooley, referencing.
When you say monkey see, monkey do, you're saying that these people are seeing these comments in the paper. And they're making their own comments.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. Well, let me get to what it is that people are complaining about specifically. One of the ladies said that she was checking out, I don't know what it was. Was it toiletries?
The article says here, Robert, that the lady was checking out hand lotions or some moisturizing cream.
That is correct, yeah. And I saw that the lady was taking out of her cart a number of these items from our pharmaceutical area, from our... health and beauty area, as we call it, and I made a comment that was an awful lot of. She had at least three or four bottles of Lubriderm, which is a skin lotion, And she had another couple of bottles, I think, of some sort of an intensive care cream. And I told her, Phil, and as this is just what we call good neighbor policy, I said to her that it those kinds of creams irritate if they're used in any other way. And that's what I think she went outside to comment on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, because she went outside, and this reporter, I guess, was out there from the Courier, or I don't know what he was doing hanging around in our parking lot.
Well, the article says that the man wrote the article because there'd been some complaints about some comments made.
I think that it's unfair. I think it makes our business look, I think it looks makes us look unseemly until you actually talk with us about this. I'm not at all happy with the way that it was delivered to the public.
Well, that's why we have you on the air. The lady said that, you said to her, those products irritate if they're used for any other way?
I said to her, those products, Lubriderm and the intensive care lotions, will irritate and inflame the skin if they're used in the manner that, for instance, you might imagine a woman or a man, but mostly a woman using them for, is all I'm saying.
Well, what way would that be, sir?
If, for instance, you use these lotions to moisturize your skin, and that's what 99% of us, I guess, would. Some people mistakenly use them as a kind of the word, if I could use the colloquial word, of lube for sexual purposes.
Was there anything that the lady had done or said to you?
Oh, Lord.
Hold on, Margaret.
Phil, if I've got to talk to you, that's fine. If I've got to debate two of you.
No.
I think that, did you say something to her like that?
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, I couldn't hear you.
Hold on, I want to ask the question here. Did you say to her, and I think this is what Margaret was asking, you can't use that as a sex lube? You didn't say that.
No, absolutely not, no.
So you just simply said to her, that'll irritate your skin if it's used for any other way.
That is exactly correct, yes.
What prompted you to even make that comment?
What prompted me to make that comment, Phil, is because I am a people person. Our business, our company, is prides itself on having good customer relations. We want to, give our customers whatever advice they need, product advice or product direction, tell them everything from our produce section to the question is a little funny because I don't think it needs asking.
Well, yes, it does, because there's a woman standing there and she's just buying things, and you feel the need to ask her, or not ask her, you feel the need to mention,
Well, it is a question you're going to ask to a woman who is appeared to be a woman that may use, and I don't want to get into a whole lot of discussion here.
She appeared to be a woman that may use it for what?
For sexual reasons.
What made you think that?
She was a very attractive woman. And I didn't say anything about sex. I made no mention whatsoever about her using these creams or lotions in any way other than what they're intended for. But I simply said, that they will inflame certain parts of the body if you use them in the way that...
Well, what did you say exactly?
I'm not giving a deposition here, Phil, so forgive me if I don't...
No, I understand. What did you... But what can you remember how you said... What you said to as close as you can?
I said that if you use those the way that you may use them, they will inflame certain areas of your body that you put them on as I was checking them out. So I was checking her out. I wasn't slowing down or anything like that. I think that what's happened here is a misunderstanding that has been blown out of proportion. It makes my business and puts us in a bad light, and it's unfair.
All right, Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the line with us here as we're talking with him about a woman that was in his store. And really what we're talking about are comments made in the checkout line by the guy that's checking you out. In this case, Robert Green, mentioning to a lady who was purchasing a number of bottles of skin moisturizing cream that cream and lotion she was buying would irritate other parts of the body if you used them for other reasons. And we'll get back to the further discussion of this, because this got into the paper here. Our number, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. With us is Robert Green from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. A lot of people, when they go to the grocery store, they may comment on what it is they're buying, or the grocer will. And you know, Bob, I just want you to know that it's not anything unheard of in my experience. In fact, today I was purchasing iced coffee, and I had a 12-pack of Coke, and I had another three bottles of Starbucks. And the guy at the checkout counter, you know, made a comment like, "Boy, are you staying up all night?" Something like that.
And again, it's a friendly comment. You're not trying to offend anybody.
But the comment to a woman who's purchasing.
Let me ask. This is Margaret Gray, Robert.
Yeah.
Phil's talking about something that I think is sort of man to man or very friendly.
Well, you know, what do you mean man to man?
I mean, Robert, that you can talk about someone drinking a lot of caffeine. But the comment, you do know that those items will inflame certain parts of your body.
Wait, I think you're giving, if I can say, Phil.
Go ahead.
I think you're saying that something that is not fair. I'm not saying to her anything. I didn't say to her, "Boy, if you put that on your..." I didn't mention any body parts.
No, but you did say that...
Let me tell you what I said, because I know what I said, all right?
Go ahead.
I said there were those lotions, you know, I hope you know, those lotions do inflame very seriously the part of the body that I anticipate... Well,
see, there you are. You're saying that you're telling her what she's going to do with it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're saying that will...
Margaret, let me just... You're saying to this lady...
But she's going to be on the panel.
I know she's... Margaret, if you don't mind.
Excuse me.
What was that?
It's nothing. If you could... You're saying to the lady...
She belched.
Okay, I got control of the microphone, if you don't mind.
Right, she belched. All right. So that takes it to another level, then.
No, it doesn't take anything to another level. No, it does not take anything to another level.
Well, I think that that's a rude and I think that's an aggressive comment.
No, it's not. I belched. That's all.
All right. Let's just move past that bit of ridiculous business. What I'm asking is, what did you say? What you just told me is that you made a very direct reference to her using, not asking if she was going to use it, not even making a comment like you assume. You were saying that's going to irritate a certain part of the body that you're going to use that for.
That is exactly right, Phil, but what I said was...
Well, that's all I'm saying.
No, but hold on. What you're missing is I said that's going to irritate a certain part of the body I didn't know. I didn't indicate to her that I knew what part of the body we're talking about. I just said what it would do if she put it in an area of her person that I assumed and that I'm sure she understood I knew she was going to be using it on later that night.
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
No, I think what's going on here, Phil, is that there is a rush to judgment.
No, hold on for a minute. You got a newspaper that's outside that's asking people questions because they've obviously had some complaints from your store.
No, this is a newspaper. First of all, it's not the Orange County Register. It's the Courier, and it's a small paper. It is a paper that has struggled to hold on, and I think they're about to go under because they've got nothing to write about, and they want to go and stir up trouble among conservative business people, which is what I am. They hang around the outside of my store. They're asking people coming out these very leading questions.
All right, but what was leading about? I mean, they're I don't know what question the guy asked, but there were people who were saying, and this woman was quoted as saying, that you said to her what you said.
Right, but I don't see what's wrong with that.
You don't see what's wrong with it.
This is where I want to jump in if I could, because I am a woman. And if you say to me, you know that Lubriderm that you're buying?
No, no, I didn't say that. I said, you know those lotions that you're buying.
All right, those lotions that you're buying will irritate a certain part of the body that you're going to use those on later tonight. That's what you said.
As to the best of my recollection, yeah. And they misquoted me in the paper.
Well, that is about as direct a comment as I can imagine, and it's very insulting. Because you're assuming that I'm going home with that bottle of Lubriderm.
Okay, it's a very delicate area we're talking here, Bob.
Well, you're making a joke. Yeah, it is a very delicate area.
Yeah, you get inflamed.
Okay, no, I'm not making a joke.
All right.
I'm not making a joke. And, Bud, if you don't mind.
See, he gets the comment, but I don't. That's my continuing conundrum. He gets to open his mouth, if you can call it that. I call it a yaw.
Hold on for a minute.
Wait, what do you got going on there anyway? Is it because you're talking to me and I hear all kinds of mumbling, rather unintelligible?
I have a panel of people here that want to comment, and what I want to do is just make it between you and me, if you don't mind. So you, as far as I'm concerned, and this lady that was interviewed in the paper that you say was an attractive woman, so you're already going down that road.
But all I said was, I'm trying to, what happens, Phil, if I get that woman coming back into the store later on that night, and if you're her, you've got five bottles of Lubriderm. You go home, you immediately, I guess, you immediately pull one out of the bag, you go into the bathroom or the bedroom, pulling your, you know, I don't know. I'm not, I wouldn't know what she's doing, but she's immediately got a hand mirror out or something, so she knows what she's doing.
Okay, this is why I'm saying you're making a wild guess.
How am I making a wild guess?
You don't have any information that this is what this is about, so the woman is going to be offended. Okay? I don't know how else to say it to you. If you are saying to her that she's going home...
I didn't tell her that. That's what I talked about with the newspaper when they came in to interview me.
Oh, my God. So you told the paper that she's going home, pulling a bottle of Lubriderm out of the bag, immediately going into the bathroom or bedroom, getting out a hand mirror.
Well, I'm assuming because I don't live in that world. That's nothing that I involve myself in. Okay, so I'm assuming...
You're assuming a whole lot, man. You haven't even brought up the possibility that maybe this lady is going home, taking this lotion, and rubbing it on her hands, rubbing it on her arms, on her face, you know?
Bill, do you buy moisturizing lotion?
I do, yeah.
God.
You really?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, I was hoping the answer would be no.
Why? Why were you hoping the answer would be no?
That is pretty... Why do you buy that?
Because I got really dry skin, man.
You know, Phil, it's the greatest, with the greatest of respect, because I've listened to your show for years, I'm trying to say to you, I'm giving you an opening, and I'm saying the door's open, get out while the house is still standing. And
I don't need any help from you, Mr. Green. I've got nothing to hide when it comes to buying moisturizing lotion. I got really dry skin my whole life, okay? Anybody that takes a look at my face... Because I got this pale Irish face. I've been in the sun my whole life. It's just beat to hell. So whatever's left of my skin, you know, I try and, you know...
You try and moisturize it, so you want everyone... All right, if you want people to believe that. As I said, I'm leaving the door open while the house is burning. If I were you, I'd quit trying to collect all of my sex toys. And...
Okay, you know, now it's...
It's getting very personal, and I would ask myself, do you use Lubriderm?
Do I use lube?
No, Lubriderm is what she asked.
I most certainly do not, ma'am. That's a product for women and keeping their skin soft and beautiful, as a great many of you do.
Okay, so why can't you give that woman the benefit of the doubt?
She came to the checkout stand with four bottles of the stuff, and she was alone, no wedding ring, so. I have to make some assumptions. I'm sorry if they offend you, but that's my job.
Well, I assume that that you know your job better than I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much, because that's the first time anybody has said that to me in 3 weeks of a newspaper crawling right up my...
I had to cut that out. I'm sorry, sir, but we had to dump that, okay? I'm going to be back here with Robert Green as he is in a little bit of a publicity problem here. He is at present answering questions from a local newspaper about comments that he made in the checkout stand at his grocery store. Not just to one woman, but to several people, commenting on the things that they're buying. And the comments are not that appropriate. In the case of this one lady, she's buying moisturizing lotion, and he's assuming it's for something else much more private. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. You get 5,000 hours of archived material. You got every night our video cast. Every night the video cast, plus our pre-show, plus our podcast of the show, plus our classic podcast, plus our webisodes, plus, you know, plus, man. Plus, it's a plus-size website, Jack.
Yeah, Julie, get a backstage pass.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. I got Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard here with me. I also have Robert Green on the line from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. And as I mentioned to you, Bob, I'd been going to the grocery store. You know, I've been going my whole life, but I've been going recently and picking up different, you know, items. And one of them was the fact that I'm buying all this coffee and the guy is making these comments. Now, I understand that, you know, the dudes that's going to check you out at the grocery store, at the checkout stand, are going to be guys that are going to be friendly. And I know that that's something that you want people to be, that you want your people to be. It's just that you are talking about highly personal things. And I think that's what gets people upset.
I'm not saying to them, I didn't say to the lady, are you going to go home and are you going to put that on your, you know,
I know you didn't say that, but you did say the part of the body that you're going to use.
Yeah, but I didn't. I wasn't graphic.
Well, when you're talking about she's going home and using a hand mirror, you know.
Right. I don't understand what that, but I understand that I didn't say that to her. I said that to the newspaper.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, it becomes personal with the customer, and then it gets even more personal with the, you know, with the individual that is right there in front of you. Or it gets even more personal with the press when you start talking to the press about this stuff. And I think that this is what, more than anything else, probably got her upset and got other people upset. Let me go over to Charlie here in Baltimore. Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. It's great to be listening to your program tonight. Mr. Green, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I was in Buena Park, California. My son is in the United States Navy, and I was visiting him, and my wife and I were staying in the Orange County area, and I was in your store, and I was one of the individuals that was interviewed for this series in the Orange County Courier, and I thought you should know that before I commence my series of comments here.
You say that you were interviewed in the Orange County Courier series.
Yes, I was, sir, because you and I had an exchange.
Well, in that case, I think what you would have to do, Mr. Henry, is you'd have to hang up on this man because...
Wait. What do you would say, hang up?
Because you are biased, and you have practical experience. We're having an open discussion here.
Why wouldn't I want to hear what this guy has to say?
Because we're having I don't have my attorney with me.
Why do you need your attorney? You've been making comments here saying that you've done nothing... inappropriate.
No, I have not. I haven't done anything inappropriate.
Well, then why do you want me?
Excuse me, but I'm talking to the host of the show. I'm not talking to you, if you don't mind. I'm talking to the host. Mr. Henry, what I'm saying to you is this. My attorney is in here. If this guy is one of the individuals that made these comments to the local paper, I have been injured.
Well, are you suing the paper or are you suing individuals?
I'm not suing anyone, but I...
Okay, then why can't we hear what this man has to say?
I'm not afraid of what this guy has to say.
Well, then let me say it, because...
Yeah, but I don't know if this guy's telling the truth.
I can assure you, Mr. Green, if I'm not telling the truth, then you tell me that I'm not telling the truth, because you will remember the exchange we had. I came into your store...
But first of all, when was this?
This was at the beginning of June. My wife and I were in California beginning of June. My son is in the United States Navy. And was down at the Marine Mammal Center there in San Diego off of Point Loma.
The Marine what?
It's the Marine, the United States Navy Marine Mammal training center near Point Loma.
That sounds very... All right.
I can assure you, if you want to look it up...
Look, let's not question whether the guy... If there's such a place, there's such a place. It's easy enough to check.
I will. I'll get online and look that up if you don't mind. I want to get my facts straight here.
My facts are straight, sir. It doesn't make any difference. It's beside the point. I came into your store and I bought some latex gloves because I am a model shipbuilder.
I'm sorry, you do what?
I build ship model ships. It is a pastime that I have, and I use the very light latex gloves that doctors use. At that time, I also bought a jar of Vaseline because I have very dry, cracked lips. I come from the East Coast where there's a lot more humidity than there is out in California. And I bought the Vaseline so that I could...
You could moisturize something.
And that's exactly what you said. Do you remember our conversation?
Yes, of course I do. I remember it exactly because you came up to my checkout stand with latex gloves and a jar of Vaseline, and you
made the comment. You first of all, you asked me if I was a urologist. I said no, I wasn't. And then you openly wondered aloud with about three or four people in line, half of which were women. You wondered if urologists give themselves these prostate exams. If you understand, Mr. Henry, what they do is they put their finger in the rectum and...
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. And that this is a conversation that's taking place in a checkout stand is beyond belief. This is what you're saying to the guy?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. You know, we're seeing all of this through the eyes of this gentleman here. I remember you, sir, and I remember saying to you, are you a doctor? And you said no.
That's exactly right.
All right. Is there something wrong with that?
No, but continue on.
I said, are you a doctor? You said no. And then I asked you, had you learned or otherwise looked up on online or gone on Google on how to, you know, put your finger up there? That's all I asked.
Well, see, right there, that's your. As far as I'm concerned, if you're saying that to me, I would have left the stuff on the counter and walked out of there.
Well, that's a very feminine thing to do, Mr. Henry.
That's exactly what he said to me, Mr. Henry. That's why I stayed and I bought the product, because I said to him I didn't want to shop in your store.
Yeah, and I asked you why.
And I said, because you're an offensive man, and I started to leave, and you said, well, that's very feminine of you, and I said, all right, I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you that I'm more of a man than you are. I'll buy the Vaseline and gloves, and I'll ignore your comment.
And what did I say to you?
And you said, how does that make me, or you meaning, more of a man than me? And I at that time, I don't remember what I said.
Exactly, because you didn't have a comeback. So,
Well, what are you doing, you know, in this store?
This guy, Mr. Henry, he thinks that everything is some sort of a comedy routine or a comedy material. And there's comebacks, and there's...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
What are you doing in this line with these customers, Bob, having this kind of repartee, this ridiculous conversation with them that that necessitates somebody to say, I'm leaving, you've offended me, well, that's very feminine of you. The guy comes back, and he doesn't have a comeback for you, and so you think you've won? I mean, what in the hell is going on in this store?
And that's why I said, and that's why I'm very grateful that you're having the program tonight. That's why I talked to the people outside, the Orange County Courier, and I told them that of what you said. And
well, they didn't print it, did they?
No, sir, they did not. But I imagine he got a lot of comments from a lot of people.
Well, I don't think they printed it because he probably didn't believe it.
And yet, you realize that conversation did take place.
It took place, yes, sir, but not in. It didn't. It wasn't as vulgar and as, you know, I'm sorry, but it sounds almost homoerotic, like you and I are hitting on each other.
I don't understand a word this man is saying.
All right, I'm going to let you go, Charlie.
Yeah, you are, Mr. Green, you're the biggest moron that I've talked to in, it's got to be years now.
What, ever since you talked to your wife's brother?
Okay, I guess we lost both lines.
No, I put a guy on the hold there.
All right, Robert Green is back, is still with us, and the caller is gone. My point is, and Bob, first of all, Is your whole purpose to insult people, or, you know, what exactly are we talking about here?
No, my whole purpose is to protect my business. That guy came in with latex gloves and Vaseline. Okay?
What do you mean he came in? He was buying it.
I thought he'd come into my store with it. And
Whoa. What was he buying?
He was buying more latex gloves and Vaseline. But I said to him, did you come into the store with that? And he said no. And I, well, see, right away we had a credibility problem with this guy. Because he's telling me I'm a shipbuilder and...
He builds model ships. He builds the kind that you put into bottles, I guess.
Yeah, and why does that necessitate materials that one would ordinarily reserve for a very intimate experience?
Because, Bob, I don't know why you look at things that way, but the fact is, some people use these materials, and it's got nothing to do with sex.
I've been watching people come into my store. We had another guy coming in. He left with the same thing, the latex gloves and the Vaseline, balloons, every kind of elastic rubber product, and I'm not allowed to say anything.
You've got a history of saying stuff to customers that is inappropriate.
Well, no, that pisses them off.
That's also inappropriate. That's also inappropriate, and that's why they said, and that's why he said what he said. That's why he said what he said.
Who?
The guy that I just talked to, that you just talked to.
Well, I will tell you this, Mr. Indy. I've been in business for many years, and you show me a guy that buys latex gloves and Vaseline. Yeah, right.
All right, let's say that the guy was lying, and that's what he wanted to use it for.
What?
I'm not going to get into it. You already talked to him about it in a line full of people, and she said half were women. What business is it of yours?
I think I want to know if I've got customers that are so disturbed, quite frankly, Phil, that they go home and give themselves prostate exams. I can't. To me, that is, you know, you have to say something. And
you don't have any idea that's why the guy was buying that stuff.
You're just assuming. I'm sorry, I have to say something. You're just assuming that.
Who was that?
This is Margaret Gray. Do you give yourself a prostate exam?
No, I don't, ma'am. I don't get my kicks that way.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much. You've got a bad campaign here of publicity that you got to deal with.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. The Orange County Courier is a paper that's going to go out of business. They got no circulation, and I'm not worried at all. And if all they got is this guy with his latex gloves and his Vaseline and a woman with 5 jars of Lubriderm, I think everyone is going to be... I'll be leaving that courthouse with people patting me on the back and buying me lunch.
Thank you very much, sir.
And what are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything.
Yeah, you are. You laughed at the patting him on the back.
I think it's pretty funny for a guy to think he's going to be leaving a courthouse after a lawsuit, and I'm assuming he hasn't said anything about it, but I guess these people are suing him. People will be... patting him on the back and buying him lunch.
Well, because he thinks that he's ripped the lid off of...
Yeah.
Off of what?
I'm not going to comment.
Off of guys that buy Vaseline and latex gloves. All right, we'll be back here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And we just have... Dr. Tarner, is he here? I know we have a medical segment coming up. Not him, but one of the other physicians that we've been able to contact. And a couple of other things having to do with the filibuster last night, or the if you will, the fake filibuster, or the faux filibuster, whatever they're calling it, this thing, this guy Cruz, who has continued to talk and just keeps right on talking.
He's going to talk himself right out of a job. I guarantee you that.
Well, we'll see. He's a Texan. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And again, online at philhenryshow.com. I want to make a special mention here that we're going to be at the L.A. Podcast Festival. And that's on Saturday, and I think it's the 4th, if I'm not mistaken. Bud, do you see that? No, it's Saturday the 5th. Saturday, October the 5th, we will be at the L.A. Podcast Festival. I will be accompanying Bobby Dooley to that, and she will be conducting one of her fantastic Bobby Dooley interviews. with a mover and a shaker. So if you are in the vicinity, we'll give you the location, directions, etc. as we get closer. But just kind of circle it on the calendar or throw a dart at it.
Spill something on it.
Yeah, spill. What do you mean, spill something on it?
It'll stain. I don't know.
Yeah, spill something on it. It'll stain. Jeez.
Well, Phil, you just got done talking to a guy who, you know, he's got problems with people that buy Vaseline.
All right. Anyway, why is that weird about me?
You're entertaining a jackass that's harassing women for buying Lubriderm.
All right. In any event, October the 5th is the day that will be at the LA Podcast Festival. So join us. It'll be a gas. It'll be fun. It'll be sweet. It'll be out of sight. All right. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. Phil Henry Show back here at the El Pacifico. And our number, 855-500-7445. And Bud just saw something on the Lawrence O'Donnell Show. Is that it, Bud?
Yeah, get a kid on there. Well, I better not say.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You shouldn't say.
Well, what happened?
Well, what happened was there was a little girl with her parents. I don't know what was going on. Lawrence O'Donnell, I'm a liberal, but I don't understand him at all. My understanding, wasn't he a television producer?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I produced like a... He produced West Wing. That's my understanding.
Isn't that
Well, don't make fun of him.
In any event, these children are sitting there on television with their parents on the Lawrence O'Donnell Show. And I do respect Lawrence O'Donnell. I don't want anyone to think that I don't. But I just... he's not a professional broadcaster. And this child is sitting there on his show. And suddenly she sits down and sticks her legs up in the air with the legs spread.
Well, come on, Margaret.
I am telling you the truth. Now, number one, if you have a little girl, you teach her better than that. Number two, for Lawrence O'Donnell not to immediately backhand that child, I understand they're on television.
You know, Margaret, you have this thing about backhand. I want to finish this. You have this thing about backhanding kids.
I backhanded Jason J. Delmonico when I was very tired, that one time only.
Yeah, but you backhand a kid right across the face, and you wearing a ring.
I don't give a damn if I was married. I'll put the ring on with the, and I've got a big, big rock on that ring. The engagement ring that Frank gave me has is a 3-carat stone. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you think that, what kind of a mark you think that'll make when I backhand a kid right in his smart mouth?
Margaret, you know, I want to ask you something.
No, not Margaret, you know.
Yeah, you're beating a kid.
Well, just shut up, Bud, because all I got to do is ball up my right hand and a quick jab and your skull is fractured.
Yeah, well.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
You don't know? Wow.
Woo! I'm going to call an ambulance.
I would say yes.
It was just funny to me. I don't know. When you say you're going to ball up your head, your skull's fractured.
Phil, I'm talking about a kid that has been trained to flash a perv. You understand what that's about?
Trained to flash a perv? You telling me that her parents trained her to do that?
Not in an overt way, but by omission. Omission.
Now, we have also...
Are you ignoring me?
No, but I just saw that there was this Navy Yard... This mental case that went into the Navy Yard with a gun. I just want to say, you know, and killed all of those people and created that kind of horrific mayhem. This guy is psychotic because he was, I believe, either hearing voices or he was referencing some sort of fantasy. They're showing this video and showing him stalking whoever. Individuals, you can see these poor innocent people. He's running down the hall with this gun. It's a shotgun, a pump action. It looks like a single barrel. Oh no, it's a double barrel, side by side. And the guy had engraved on it, "Find and torment, not what y'all say." Some other kinds of scribblings. The guy's a mental case. He's nuts. And this is, you got to understand, gunman here has said electronic brain attacks drove him to violence, according to the FBI. The man who killed 12 people at the Washington Navy Yard last week left behind electronic documents saying that the government had been attacking his brain for the past 3 months using extremely low-frequency electromagnetic waves. Now, this is a guy that's schizophrenic. Okay?
What has this got to do with the little girl that was flashing the...
Will you just hold on for a minute, Margaret? Because this is what I wanted to talk about. All right?
So you don't care about a kid that's got her legs up in the air.
If that happened the way you said it happened, because I didn't see it, then Lawrence O'Donnell...
I'm saying he should have backhanded the brat. You know, we have more of that in this world, and you don't have what happened in that Navy Yard. I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh, good. I'm glad you signed your name to that, because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The dumbest thing?
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Not forget about the fact that you're a liberal or not a liberal or could be a liberal or maybe a liberal. That's just about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Phil, because I'm a liberal doesn't mean I don't believe in capital punishment for children.
Capital punishment for children.
I mean corporal punishment. You know, you're the... Phil, I don't know where you're going when you die. I suspect it's going to be hot, but it may not be. But I hope you reflect on the things you did to me today.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Talk more about this man that was driven mad by these electronic waves and the kid that flashed the perv. I don't know. Phil Henry Show. Unbelievable.
You're being driven mad by electronic waves.
Maybe I am.